By now, everybody has probably seen examples of Google's, quote, woke AI that is replacing all white people in history with people of color. You've probably seen the images of, you know, the colonials, all black people, Supreme Court justices, all black, all the popes throughout history, all black. Nothing against black people, by the way. There are very important, prominent people of color throughout history. But let's be accurate about history. There are obviously white. Can I even say the word whites? There are white people in history, such as Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or, you know, Thomas Edison, whatever. All kinds of obviously, quote, white people who did important things throughout history. And you may wonder, why is Google trying to erase them all? And I'm here to tell you that Google's woke AI system, it's not a mistake. This isn't a glitch. It's not an accident. This is 100% on purpose. And the reason is far more nefarious than what you might think. The purpose is that they're going to pull off a reset of history. Now, I've got an expert in false histories that's going to be coming on for an interview very soon, an author of a book on fake history. A lot of history has been faked, and what we're taught about history is often very far from the truth. And what makes it possible is that, you know, the human lifespan isn't very long. People don't know anything other than what they were taught, typically. And so if there is a concerted effort to lie to people about their history, there's no real practical way for people to know what's true. Now, you might think, well, this sounds strange. What do you mean they're trying to fake history? Yeah, they're going to rewrite history because they're also going to replace white people. That's what mass immigration is all about in Europe and in North America. There's a concerted effort to exterminate and eliminate quite a lot of white people, although I should add that the depopulation efforts also do target people of every skin color or ethnicity, so there's a global depopulation effort underway. But as an interim kind of solution to that, there's an effort to replace white people in the UK, in Germany, in, you know, Poland and France, whatever, the United States, Canada, to replace them with new immigrants that Joe Biden calls the newcomers. Yes, the newcomers are on their way. And the newcomers are here to replace you. And that's why the so-called newcomers, although I despise that term, I mean, they're illegal, law-breaking immigrants who violated the law to get into the country. They are being given, in California, for example, they're being given home loans. Yeah, well, while the American people may be denied loans, the illegals get approval for borrowing money to own a home. In places like New York City, the illegals get free money on debit cards, up to $10,000 each right now, just handed to them. Do the New York citizens get gift cards from the government? No, of course not. No, they have to pay the money. They are the taxpayers, not the receivers. They are the payers. The illegals are the receivers. If you're an illegal, you get free housing, free money, you get free legal representation, you get all kinds of free things in America because, well, you're the replacement crew. You're the ones that are considered precious because the white people are being replaced. Now, once the replacement runs its course, then, of course, they have to erase history so that there's no cultural memory that there ever used to be even white people anywhere. You're going to be taught a completely fake history of the founding of America and the race and skin color and ethnicity of the founding fathers and so on. It's all going to be completely made up. That's why Google is being programmed to erase white people from history. You've already noticed, by the way, that almost all the movies and TV shows and corporate advertisements have removed white people as prominent characters. Every corporate ad is now, every spokesperson is black now, even though that's not an accurate representation of the population in America, or even the representation of the customers of what that corporation is advertising, but they have to eliminate all white people from the movies and the TV shows and the ads and all the spokespeople and the scientists. You notice now in almost every TV show, if there's a science person now, it's almost always a black science person. Like every high IQ scientist has to be black in every movie now, which is, again, nothing against people of color. Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of high IQ people of color who are scientists, who are engineers, who are doctors, and so on. And I don't have anything against that. But they have to depict it as only black people are the scientists. The white people are always depicted now as the stupid, bumbling idiots, especially white males in particular. But black people and black women are especially promoted as people of authority, people of power. In every show that you can imagine today, or at least any that I've seen clips from, if it's a cop show, for example, the police chief is always a black woman. Notice that? Or a black man in some cases. Usually it's a black woman because they need to get across this idea that it's the black woman who is in charge of society. And in New York, they have stacked the state Supreme Court with so many black women that it's statistically impossible to believe that they were the most qualified for those roles. No, they were chosen and put into those positions because of the color of their skin, which is an affront to the very principles that Dr. King taught when he talked about wanting to live in a country, or wanting his children to grow up in a country where we're judged by the content of our character, not the color of our skin. And I agree with Dr. King's desire to live in a meritocracy. We shouldn't judge people by the color of their skin, not negatively nor positively, but we also shouldn't give jobs to people just because they're black. We shouldn't have them in charge of everything just because they're black. That's just as insane as being anti-black. You know, anti-white is still a form of racism, just like anti-black is racism. And even under the rule of law in America, it's astonishing that we have laws that prevent, that legally prevent discrimination against people who are black, but there's no protection against people who are white. So this is why companies, they refuse to hire white people in many cases. This is why universities have no whites allowed buildings or student unions or student bodies. I mean, the discrimination against white people across the board, we've seen it, government offices all across the country putting out help wanted ads and saying essentially whites need not apply. How is this any different from what happened to black people during the civil rights movement when there were, let's say, you know, water fountains and one of them was labeled whites and the other was, you know, coloreds? In that day. What? That's crazy. Why should people of color drink from a different water fountain? Well, that was a kind of racism and discrimination. The reverse is happening now against white people. No whites allowed, no whites tolerated, no whites welcomed. So it's just another form of discrimination, but it's way worse than you think. It's not just discrimination. It's ramping up to rewrite history. You know, two or three generations from now, everybody will be told in the schools that there were no white great people, there were no white scientists, there were no white leaders, that everybody who did anything of any significance throughout history was a black person. That's what you're going to be told, and that black people should be in charge of everything, and black people should have all the top jobs as doctors and scientists and, you know, government officials and what have you. That's what's coming. This is a wholesale rewriting of the past, the present, and the future. It's classic Orwellian Ministry of Truth type of approach in order to exterminate the cultural memory of an entire ethnic group, which is in this case, white people. You know, something similar is happening in the Middle East where Israel is utterly destroying Gaza, and their goal is to completely exterminate the Palestinian people, to take over all of what used to be Palestine before 1948, was it? The Nakba? Or I think it's 1948 or 47, they want to eliminate all Palestinians and then rewrite all the history books to suppose that, oh, this has always been Israel. This land was always Israel. Or that there were never Palestinians here. And even in the Western media today, you're always told, oh, the Palestinians didn't have any real claim to this land. You know, the Israelites had it since, you know, the biblical days, and God chose them, and this and that. This is exactly the same kind of thing. The Palestinians are being bombed and exterminated and then written out of history. You're watching it happen in real time. So if you're sitting there saying, oh, this couldn't happen, they can't eliminate white people from history. Oh, you want to bet? Read the media right now with their reporting about Israel versus Gaza. They are writing Palestinian people out of history in real time. It's happening. It's unfolding every day right now. So don't tell me they can't do it. They are doing it. You might say, oh, well, there's no way they could do that because there's so much photographic evidence of white people in history. You don't think digital photos can be altered? Just go use the Google's AI engine. They all look like photos too, but now it's all black people. Look, unless you have the original photos, which almost nobody has, everything's digitized. All the historical photos, all the historical documents are all digitized, which means they can be altered at any moment. And folks, if you don't think that the entire population can be brainwashed into thinking that there were never any prominent white people in history, how do you think they got half the population to believe that men can have babies? Okay, that was the experiment right there. And that proved that the human population today is so psychologically malleable, they've lost all touch with reality, that their false reality can be installed and shaped at will to make them believe any absurdity imaginable, including this crazy idea that men can get pregnant, that men can have babies, that men can become women. A society that will believe that is absolutely a society that can be brainwashed into thinking that white people never existed. And you see it in the movies and the TV shows now with the mixed race couples. A black and white couple is now prominently featured in every movie, every show. There are almost never white couples anymore. There are almost never black couples. There are black and white couples. It's a mixed race narrative. And again, just to be clear, I don't have anything against, quote, mixed race marriages. I even think the term is ludicrous. I mean, my wife isn't white either. I don't have anything against people of color or, you know, someone having a white person having a black wife, or a white man having a black wife, or a black man having a white wife. I'm not offended by that. It's silly. I'm not living in the 1950s. I mean, couples should be free to choose whatever ethnicity they want with their spouse. That's none of my business. That's their own private business. But it is clearly being engineered and depicted in pop culture that every couple is a black and white mixed couple. I've mentioned this several times before. And I know a lot of you have noticed this as well. And you might ask, well, why is that? What's the agenda? And yes, the script writers are being incentivized, they're being paid to write scripts that feature mixed race couples. For example, did you know there's a group that pays script writers to put climate crisis themes into all the shows and movies? And it's a billionaire funded group, and that's all they do is they distribute money to the Hollywood script writers, and they say, hey, make sure you have a climate crisis in your movie. And if it's a very emotional crisis, you have to make it, you know, very real and very emotional and distressing. And then, you know, we'll give you $20,000 or whatever the case may be. That's how it works. Same thing is happening with mixed race couples. Somebody is paying these people, the writers, to put in mixed race characters into all their movies. Somebody's paying them to make sure all the police chiefs are black women. I don't know who's paying for this, but I know the CDC pays for script writers to put in pro-vaccine themes into all the shows and movies as well. So this practice is really commonplace. Even the movies and shows that you're watching are all engineered as psychological operations. This is an assault on your reality. This is a reshaping of the construct of reality in order to alter your memory and your perceptions. Now, I recently did an interview with Dr. Michael Nehls, N-E-H-L-S, and I strongly, strongly encourage you to watch that interview. It's one of the most popular interviews that I've done in quite a while, in the sense that I've had more positive feedback and just eye-opening, you know, red-pilled feedback from people watching that interview. If you go to Brighteon.com, that's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, Brighteon.com, search for Nehls, N-E-H-L-S, or Michael Nehls, and you'll be able to bring up that interview and watch it. And if you want to share that interview with others, you can't currently share Brighteon links, but you can share Rumble links. And I've also interviewed Dr. Nehls on Rumble, by the way, so you can find the video there. But watch that interview, because he talks about how the hippocampus of your brain, which is a region of brain cells that engages in neurogenesis. That's where you're growing new brain cells every single day. That's where you learn new things. That's the region of your brain that's responsible for your curiosity, your ability to question the establishment, your ability to think for yourself, your creativity, innovation, all these things that really define you as being human rather than an NPC. Well, that region of your brain is under attack by the chemicals in the food and water. It's by attack by media, the psychological operations, the spike protein, the jabs. Your hippocampus is under extreme attack, and it's combined with the psychological operations of mass media cultural programming that I've just mentioned in order to brainwash or even mind wipe people, might be a better way to say it, to mind wipe people and get them to accept a whole new reality, a reality where George Washington was black, for example, and there are no white people in history, and there are no more white people in America, and the mixed race couples are all about the same agenda, because when a black person and a white person have a child, that child is generally, according to the way other people observe that child, generally considered to be a black person. So the white lineage is sort of eliminated in the next generation, and then everybody's a person of color at that point, you see? And once again, it's worth mentioning, I think it's so silly to judge people by the color of their skin or by such, you know, surface properties of who cares about a person's skin color. I mean, I don't care about a person's skin color. I don't care about their ethnicity. I judge people by the content of their character, like Dr. King says. But the powers that be are trying to eliminate white people from history. Now, interestingly, Victoria Nuland wanted to eliminate all Russians. Nuland, who was the undersecretary of with the State Department, I forgot the exact title, who recently resigned, her number one goal was to exterminate all Russian people. She was engaged in an ethnic cleansing operation, or attempted to, against Russia, to slaughter all Russians and to pillage Russia and take Russia's resources. And sort of like the way they overran Ukraine, she was responsible for a lot of the Maidan coup in 2014 and the installing of Zelensky as the comedy clown president of Ukraine. Anyway, Zelensky is one of these people that literally wants to exterminate an entire ethnic group of people. In her case, it was Russians, who are considered white people when they come to America. You know, you look at a Russian American who's maybe been here for one or two generations, and typically that person is going to be described as, well, white, a white American. And they might have a name, you know, like Zelensky or, you know, Zeluzhny or whatever the Russian name might be. But, you know, just based on appearances, they look white. Well, why are Russians under attack by the U.S. State Department? Why is there a global extermination campaign against Russians? Here's the honest answer, folks. Russians are incredibly smart. The Russian people are some of the highest IQ people on the planet. And unlike a lot of the Asian cultures, which also have smart people, but Asian cultures tend to follow a lot more groupthink. That's true. Russians tend to be more independent-minded. They're more likely to think for themselves, and they are very, very clever, you know, very good at math and physics and engineering and software and all kinds of things. So the Russian people, because of their high IQ and their independent thinking, they are seen as a threat to the globalist agenda, which is mass global control of weak-minded people. Now, China has been able to achieve large control over its population. But that's something that comes along with ethnic Asians, especially Koreans for whatever reason, but also Japanese. They tend to go along with false authority. Japanese don't question their government very much. Koreans, they don't question their government very much. They go along with it, even North Korea or South Korea. A similar thing in China. The Asian cultures, and I know them very well. Remember, I speak Mandarin Chinese. I lived in Taiwan. I've toured Asian countries. I know Asian culture better than most Americans, and I can tell you flat out. You know, Asian cultures, when it came time to wear a mask and take a jab, they just, for the most part, they all just said, yeah, where do I take the jab? You know, where do I sign up? Where do I get a mask? And they just all went along with it, like clockwork, because Asian people, they don't rock the boat. That's a very well-known quality of Asian ethnicities for whatever reason. Now, it has a lot of advantages, like in Japanese society. It's a very orderly society. You don't have all kinds of crazy chaos when things go wrong. Whereas in America, you know, you lose power for 48 hours and there's riots and looting everywhere. That doesn't happen in Japan because the Japanese people are more orderly. So, you know, it's got a positive side, and it's also got a negative side, which means the Japanese people will go along with anything that their government tells them to do, including taking death jabs, as a lot of them are now finding out. But Russians tend to be a lot more independent-minded, and so do Americans. And that's why America is being attacked. They want to destroy America as it currently exists, and they also want to destroy Russia as it currently exists. Isn't that interesting? Two countries that are predominantly, or have been predominantly, white, and also, of course, the UK is being destroyed and overrun by people of color as well. It's white people are at the top of the global extermination list right now. So if you're wondering why Google is churning out pictures of black people replacing all white people in history, now you know, because they intend to replace history. You're just seeing the tip of the iceberg here. They're going to replace all of history. They're going to replace all the people. They're going to rewrite history. They're going to restructure it. Ministry of Truth, they're going to delete the cultural memory of white people over a few generations if they don't kill everybody first. And at the end of the day, it's going to be like, oh, there were never white people on this earth. After all, you dig up skeletons from ancestors long dead. You don't know if they were white. The skin's gone, you know? It's like, ah, they were all black people. See, the archaeological evidence confirms that, you know? They say these are bones that were once black people, you know? That kind of thing. You don't think they can pull it off? They're pulling it off right now. They're doing it in real time, like I said earlier. And again, if they can make people think that men can get pregnant, they can make everybody believe that there were no white people ever in history on the planet. Yep. So there you go. That's the answer for you right there. Question everything, especially history. You're being lied to right now about a lot of history, and they've got a lot more lies in mind to tell you coming up. So, Truman Show, folks, you're living in a Truman Show. It's more theater than you could possibly imagine. Your understanding of the world around you is so heavily manipulated and artificial and psychological operations that most people have no contact with reality whatsoever. So do your best to understand the world around you, and you might just be able to navigate it. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I'm the publisher of naturalnews.com. And also the founder of Brighteon.com, where, by the way, people of every color are welcome to post content. People of every color, every sexual orientation, of every ethnicity, every religion. I do not discriminate against people based on the way they were born. So if you want to post on Brighteon.com, you're welcome to do so. Thank you for listening. Take care. Our interviews and content are made possible by your support for HealthRangerStore.com. And today we've got a lot of products back in stock that have been very difficult to get. One of those is 5G Defense. 5G Defense contains this very potent and very expensive ingredient called SOD, superoxide dismutase. And what this does is it helps your body defend itself from the peroxynitrite, which are produced upon exposure to 5G signals or other electromagnetic signals that can penetrate through your skin, by the way. I mean, that's how cell phones work. They penetrate through building walls and vehicles and your skull and your skin. So that creates these very dangerous free radicals in your body
that you've got to defend yourself against through a variety of methods. Good nutrition is one of the ways, good sleep, you know, lack of stress and avoiding inflammatory foods, but you can also supplement with 5G Defense. It's back in stock right now. If you show my page on the store here, 5G Defense powder, 1.2 ounces. This is very potent. It's a powder. You can blend it into any smoothie or drink very easily, and it's available now. So also back in stock, we have the Organic Turmeric Gold Plus, which has black pepper and ginger in it as well. This is available. Multiple bottles are a little bit less expensive. All lab tested, certified, organic, and of course, non-GMO, and so on and so forth. We've got NAC, N-acetylcysteine, back in stock at the store as well. And that's something that's been difficult to get. Coconut oil back in stock. We've also got back in stock our Organic Seven Treasures Mushroom Powder, which combines seven potent functional mushrooms. You can see the label right there. It's got reishi powder, shiitake powder, cordyceps, all organic, turkey tail, maitake, chaga, and lion's mane powder. This is available in the powder form, not capsules currently, but in powder form. This can be blended easily into various drinks as well. So we've got these products and more available right now at healthrangerstore.com. And I think we've got freeze-dried organic corn in the number 10 cans as well. That's something that's been out of stock for a long time. So here we go. Long-term storable, essentially rodent-proof number 10 cans, great for long-term storage. Freeze-dried, which retains the taste, the texture, the nutrients, the colors, good for a very long time. Just keep it, you know, closed up and then keep it in a place that's not hot or damp. Just keep it dry and cool, and this will last for many years. It's an excellent preparedness item. We've also got freeze-dried fruits and other vegetables as well. Just check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. In fact, if you go there, check this out. You can search for freeze-dried, as I'm doing here, and you can see yellow miso powder, apple, blueberries, corn, and show all results, and you're going to see all the different freeze-dried products that we have. Amazing. Lots to choose from. Yeah, here's mango and chopped kale and strawberry pieces and raspberries and so much more. So if you want real food, real certified organic, lab-tested, long-term storable food for your survival pantry, we've got it for you. And we actually have good inventory right now because our production has been going quite well lately, amazingly. We have good relationships with suppliers, and we can't get everything we want, but we're getting a pretty good supply at the moment. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platform, our work, our guests, our content, and the projects that we're working on to bring you more things that will benefit you and help you stay prepared. So thank you for all your support. God bless you. God bless America. Take care.